We are back talking about vibration and how important it is and how profound it can be on the human condition, not to mention the human psyche. We're exploring this and a bunch more with Dr. Hurwitz when we come back. We're back exploring what some would say is the very fabric of the universe. We're talking about vibration. And Dr. Hurwitz, you're familiar with string theory, aren't you?
That plays intimately to the book of 528.
I thought it might.
Yep, it's wonderful, Rob. It really is.
Well, you know, the thinking is that in order to marry the two great sciences, Newtonian, the big stuff, the planets and gravity and this bizarre macro, micro world of quantum physics, that they have to come up with all these extra dimensions. And beyond that, they surmise that everything is just vibration in its very essence.
Exactly, like a guitar string.
And, you know, that when you talk about this, it's fascinating because it just there's just so many ways we can go. I mentioned whales at the bottom of the hour, and they have such a sophisticated way of communicating. They know that these low tones they emit can go for hundreds of miles. And beyond that, these whales have a knowledge of the thermal layers in the ocean because they seem to take advantage of these streams or currents of warm water or warmer water in the ocean because they know that their frequencies travel down them much more efficiently.
Well, the joy is that we now are realizing how powerful frequencies and sound, and water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. So if you begin to realize that if you can impregnate water, a liquid crystal, with a frequency of love, and you drink that, you really can open your heart. You can have a whole spiritual transformation happen.
Is there any example that you can cite that this tone, these perfect dimensional tones that some might even see as a gateway, have manifested themselves either naturally or through someone's music or art?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're heralding now that, and I know this may seem incredible to particularly well-studied Judeo-Christians, because we're heralding the 528 frequency as the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. Those doors are spiritual portals, and particularly the door over the heart for love. And many, many things, if you really look at what 528 is, it's at the heart of everything. It's literally at the center of the rainbow. It's this greenish-yellow color we talked about, chlorophyll. It's playing at the heart of the solfeggio musical scale. It's fundamental to pi, phi, the golden mean, the Fibonacci series. You wouldn't be able to measure space, time. All measurement is based on fundamentally the 528 frequency within the musical scale, and it's virtually the musical scale of divinity, all of sacred geometry.
Well, how is 528, for example, tied into the golden ratio, the Fibonacci sequence?
Well, you go into, again, I'm going to refer people, and I apologize for not giving you guys a...
Well, just a general answer. I mean, just because I know a lot of people aren't mathematicians.
Okay. Well, the Pyramid of Giza, when you analyze it, you've got 528 intimately connected to the sacred geometry of the pyramid. You also have 5,280 feet in a measured mile. You wouldn't have that without 528.
Okay. That was a quick answer. Well, let me ask you this. There is more to this than meets the eye. I know we're talking about these frequencies and how they've manifested themselves. You say it's through the color for chlorophyll and ultimately the color green. Certainly there must be more examples, though.
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, when you think about the wonderful work of Doc Child at the Heart-Mind Institute, for example, we know that the heart is resonating very powerfully. There's a heart mind, and there's an ego mind. And the ego mind is up where we call it the left brain, and it is associated with the pineal gland. And it vibrates, as we've been talking about, in kind of like this egoic dissonance of 741, dissonant to love.
Has this been measured?
Well, we're actually now beginning to measure it, and we're looking at the different frequencies. And many, many practitioners, clinicians, are using it effectively already.
To treat specific diseases?
Well, particularly Not so much diseases in the medical sense, but imbalances in the energy fields. We know every chakra, there are seven chakras, fundamental chakras. And again, the heart chakra is at the center. So this is the heart chakra, the heart of everything that we're talking about. If you look at what I did in the Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, for example, I laid out Russia space-time physicist Hartmut Mueller's standing gravitational wave of the universe, which he said has specifically six nodes. And those nodes, if you look at the center of those six, you've got the do, re, mi, and then the fa. And the mi, mira gestorum, as I mentioned in Latin, and the fa, famili torum in Latin, is the miracle family. So the miracle family is really at the heart of this Marco Rodin et al. Determined musical mathematical matrix of creation. So really, it's at the heart of everything.
Well, it seems as though this is where science is leading us. The bigger colliders we make, the more we find out that there is this, it's not particles anymore, it's a fabric. We can't, you know, we're getting so small that the particles just seem to dissipate. And so there is this fundamental frequency or fabric of the nature of the universe that we're still trying to figure out. We don't know what dark matter is. We don't know what dark energy comes from. We know it's there because it's driving the universe. And it seems like it might be a very elegant answer to all this.
It is the answer. That's why it's the key, the musical note that opens all the doors for the spiritual renaissance, for the 1,000 years of world peace. This concept that we're literally vibrating in love, and that's the source of the creative intention. If you look at how healing is administered, miraculous healing is administered by basically three factors. The first is faith. You've got to have faith. The second factor is prayer. You got to have prayer, and then you have this faith is centered, as I mentioned earlier, in your heart. You have to have heartfelt, loving intention to have healing, to have a blessing bestowed, yet to have this Holy Spirit power come and anoint and heal and or uplift someone and cure a certain ailment. Again, it's energy, and you don't even have to go as far as black holes or that kind of level of physics. Just look at the electrons. Electrons are kind of like the smallest, I mean, there's smaller quarks and there's subatomic particles, but in terms of where the energy is coming and flowing, just look at the electron. It's not just a particle, it's a wave particle. And in terms of measuring where it's at any particular time, it's a virtual impossibility because it's in a wave, it's in a cloud, it's kind of like there, but it's not there. It's the first primary place where physical precipitation into the manifestation of physical reality comes out of this space. Now, that's what I believe based on a lot of evidence in math and physics, in looking at even the scriptural theology, the understanding of how creation happens. It's 528 love that is manifesting this.
Well, what about the notion that there are people who are, you know, vibrating at a very high level, or people who have some sort of disease or illness? Do you think that they're vibrating at a lower level?
Absolutely. There's no question that when you're in dis-ease, disharmony, the frequency of energy that's particularly striking the organ or resonating from the organ is out of sync with nature. It's out of sync with this musical mathematical matrix. And you go into what Jesus talked about, the kingdom of heaven is near, and there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. It's perfect. And in fact, in physics terms, this kingdom of heaven concept is in this quantum field, as I mentioned, and there's parallel dimensions right here, right now, in which the angels operate, in which the Holy Spirit flows, in which now we can have these kinds of miraculous healings. It was a wonderful blessing today. We were on the exhibit floor. A woman came up to my booth. She had severe dental pain from oral surgery that she had had yesterday. And I basically prayed for her, and I gave her just a blessing of pain, free prayer and hands-on healing, and it miraculously disappeared. Now, that's not something that's unusual. We're witnessing that routinely, and a lot of people are.
Well, it comes in many forms. There's the Reiki practitioners. There's the hands-on. There's the healing. There's the holy water. I mean, it really does manifest itself in a variety of ways. And it's also probably a lot to do with the recipient. They have to be open to this for it to really work, don't you think?
That's exactly right. That's why I mentioned the keys to miraculous healings are faith. You've got to have faith and trust, which in the technology, in this case, divinity. The second thing is you've got to apply the creative technology, which is your lips. I mentioned the most powerful healing technology on earth is your lips. And that's, again, when you think of going back, the Creator created through the spoken word. Well, what makes you think the Creator would send us down to earth if we're created in His image or her image, that we wouldn't be given the instruments to be powerful co-creators, particularly since you're 80% water? And again, in the beginning, there was the Creator, the water. Even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in Genesis 1:2, you've got an acknowledgement that water is part of the triune God. Jesus referred to water in John as this spirit water. And so you begin to realize that, you know, this whole concept, I'm sorry, Mark is spirit water. I think it's Mark 3. Spirit water is where it's at. And what is, you know, you integrate Dr. Emoto's magnificent work and you realize that water is conscious. It literally responds to prayer.
It's a conduit.
It's a conduit. It's a superconductor of sound frequencies.
It's like a blank slate that we can put our consciousness on, some would say.
Yeah, it's the most unbelievable blessing.
Yeah.
And it's the greatest, worst tragedy that we're now having to spend $6-$7. You know, I'm in a hotel in LAX, and you realize, gee whiz, you know, spending $7 for a bottle of polluted drinking water that they put chlorine and fluoride into. You know, it's like ridiculous.
Well, you mentioned the Bible. Is there, in your theory of this 5-2-8, examples where he was using sound in his many healings?
Well, again, it's prayer. If you have, like Jesus said, Yeshua said, if you have little faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And then, again, it's the prayer. It's the spoken word that has to reflect the law. And what's the law? Well, math is the Creator's language, and the law is the musical mathematical matrix of creation. If you're in dissonance to the law, then you're going to have the repercussions. And this is one of the most magnificent, there are many magnificent revelations in the book of 5-8, Prosperity Key of Love. You can get it at the book of 5-8.com. I neglected, and I apologize to, I never gave that website to.
It's linked up through Coast.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for popping that up there. But the issue is that we've got to understand that this is a magnificent opportunity to use the divine revelations to heal ourselves and our planet.
Well, you know, it cuts both ways. I can't help but to think of the walls of Jericho being brought down by a trumpet of sorts. Do you think that's another example of using these frequency?
Beautiful example. Now, let me test you memory. How many days did the Levitical priests circle the Jericho, city of Jericho, before the walls came tumbling down? You remember?
I do not.
They actually, most people would say 7, but actually it was 6. Read carefully the Bible, and you'll realize they had circled the city. They told everybody to keep very quiet. Don't speak. And they circled the city playing their trumpets for 6 days. And then on the 7th day, they told everybody, come in, cheer, clap. And the walls came tumbling down, all except Rahab, who had put out of her window, was instructed, because she harbored the spies, they owed her, they told her, we're going to save you, and if you put out a scarlet, now this red kind of rope out of your window, that acted in essence like a heat sink, electromagnetic sound vibration heat sink that protected her particular part of that wall. So again, this is extraordinary revelation, and it's so simple. It really is.
It seems as though there was a lot that is missing from these sacred texts as far as this oral tradition, or how important these words were, or how to utter them, or maybe it's this combination of syllables that have such a profound effect.
Well, again, another beautiful revelation in the Book of 528 is this concept of the vowel sounds. Like if you go into voice training, the top vocalists in the world are trained to harmonize with other vocalists by singing the vowel sounds. And if you do that, A-E-I-O-U, and you do it in a circle, it sounds like A-O-A-O-A-O-A. You're actually saying the name of the creator, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Yeah, the name of God.
Yep. And so, again, I mentioned earlier, laughter, sighing, yawning, you're actually resonating in harmony with divinity.
And isn't it a big tradition in Judaism not to utter the name of God? It's almost forbidden, right?
Well, this is the disgusting, despicable thing from my perspective. Or I can let it go. I could say, Len, okay, relax. You know, it wasn't time. We, you know, in God's plan. You know, my problem, Rob, is, you know, I tend to be a prophet. I tend to be 15 years ahead of my time, and I tend to be impatient. You know, I want to have peace on earth now. But, I could give myself a break and say, you know what, it just wasn't time yet. And now we're just having the opportunity to have the revelations manifest into the technologies that we can free ourselves from the slavery.
Okay, so how does that relate to my question?
Well, you know, that now we're simply getting back into this understanding that, you know, we're responsible for manifesting.
Well, no, I was asking about it's forbidden to utter the name of God casually or even publicly.
A part of me feels that it's a suppressive thing, just like the Roman Catholic
Church.
Well,
tell us about what is the tradition, first of all, so people can understand it.
Well, clearly you're not supposed to utter God's name in vain. But the concept in Judaism is that you're not supposed to speak, that nobody is supposed to speak the name of God.
And is there a reason or rationale?
I suspect strongly that it's either one of those two options. It's either a manner in which to suppress us spiritually and cut off divine human communion for the masses so that the masses could be manipulated. You'd have to go to the Levitical priests in order to get the information. Or, it's, as I say, maybe Horowitz is just impatient. Maybe it was supposed to be that we, the people, were supposed to go through a couple millennia of being spiritually suppressed and not having connection to Creator, not even being able to say his name or sing praises like King David did to the Creator, and now suddenly, you know, we've got the end times, things are falling apart, it's desperate, it's the, you know, the end times, and now we've got the revelation of Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8, which says, a sixth angel from Philadelphia has arrived and said to Horowitz, hey, here is the key to the house of David that opens the doors to love, the spiritual portals for the blessing, for the emancipation of we the people from this slavery and this disconnect from our source.
Mention the name of God at your own will, but perhaps it was the key to liberation that has been suppressed for all these years. We're talking with Dr. Len Horowitz. Len, give out your website so people can go and find this book.
Well, thank you, Rob. Yeah, I neglected to give it. It was the book of 528.com. It's a $9.98 ebook. It's coming out in hardcover early summer. And right now you can get it on the ebook PDF file downloadable from thebookof528.com.
Is there a phone number they can call to?
Yeah, there's a 888-508-4787 for all of the books, tapes, DVDs that I've done, healthcare products. We've put 528 into some outstanding products for healthcare because, again, love is the universal healer.
Well, we're getting into this, and we're just beginning to unravel the 528 code. There's still a lot more areas we need to explore. Your phone calls, too, are going to help me dissect this rather complex conundrum of the vibrational fabric of the universe. You're listening to Coast AM. We are talking about the 528 code. It is way beyond the Da Vinci Code. And this is something that's fascinating because what is the commonality of every culture, no matter where they are or when they were? It's music. There's always some form of music, from the smallest tribe to the biggest civilization. And this vibrational expression, it seems to be an imperative to the human condition. We're talking about that and much, much more with Len Horowitz when we come back. We're back talking with Dr. Horowitz about the 528 code. It is a piercing look into the fabric of the vibrational universe we inhabit. And Dr. Horowitz gave me this special tuning fork, which is tuned to, wait for it, 528 hertz. It is the epitome of the love vibration. I'm going to play that in just a few moments so everyone can hear this. He gave it to me special because he knew I was going to be in the studio and it would have much better resonance here rather than him doing it on his end. And Dr. Horowitz, let me just ask you about the idea of this very special tone, this 528. You say that humans are able to respond to it. If you played it without telling people what it is, would they also experience it?
Absolutely. Again, it's inherently sensitive. The people are inherently aware in their hearts of this frequency. As I mentioned, it's part of the alphanumerics of the Ha, the language. It is part of the vowels. It's part of the laugh. It's part of the sigh. It resonates in people's hearts, is joy, and that's what the sound of 528 in the tuning fork is.
What about pets? Do they respond to it?
Oh, absolutely. Again, all of nature. In fact, pets respond to it better. We have on the healthyworldstore.com, we've got a tuning, not only a tuning fork set, but the wind chimes. And so you put that outside and the plants all love it and the birds come around it. It's just a wonderful thing.
So who or was more than one person discovered this 528 tone?
Well, it started, actually, there have been many people over the last century that have indicated that it would miraculously heal damaged DNA. And then the first person that informed me that that was the case was Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who's a water scientist, who's Dr. Emoto's water science mentor and my water science mentor. Dr. Emoto's a very good friend of mine. We're colleagues. And that this was back in 1998 when I told Lee Lorenzen at dinner that we had just discovered that the original musical scale included 528. He almost fell off his chair. He said, this is known by the world's leading genetic biochemists to be the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. And so I didn't know why, nor did he. Now we know why. Now we know it's coherence. It's phase locking the genetic strand, which actually is a circular helix, into the musical mathematical matrix, the heart of it, the most fundamental sound, again, the measurement system. You wouldn't have the speed of light being able to be measured. You wouldn't have 5,280 feet in a measured mile without 528. That's what's literally causing not only the universe to come into coherence with the musical mathematical matrix, but your own DNA. So that's why what you're about to play, the tuning fork, and again, people can get these. They're not very expensive.
Well, let me ask you first, because we're both musicians. Is it possible to make an instrument, say a guitar or a synthesizer, that has these tones programmed into them?
Absolutely. That's what we're celebrating. It's a musical revolution worldwide. We launched i528tunes.com so people can literally for free, it's a free service, it's by donation. We request a donation from your hearts, but it's i528tunes.com.
Yeah. And, no, I'm saying, I mean, have there been instruments built that are based on these?
Yeah, okay. Indeed. Not only that, like, for example, Daniel Kohler down in Florida, in Naples, Florida, is designing pianos now with a granite bridge to play. And the the lousy old pianos that he's restored blow the Steinway concert grand pianos completely out of, you know, out in terms of the sustain.
So it is possible. I had a friend of mine growing up. He wanted to make a guitar that was based on Pi. I thought it was crazy. Now I'm not so sure.
No, it's a delight, and it's absolutely what we're going to be doing. Look at King David in the Bible. He played a healing harp. We have a harp maker that's designing harps now in 528. There are people who are designing bowls in 528. I had a fellow come to the booth today with flutes that he had made in 528. It's fantastic. Globally, we right now have a musical revolution. We call it the 528 Love Revolution.
Yeah, well, let's get this tone. Let me bring this tone on. You gave me the special tuning fork. It looks like something from Star Trek. It almost looks like a phaser. It's aluminum. It's very shiny. And I'm gonna whack this against something hard. Not my head. I'm gonna whack it against something hard in the studio, and I'm gonna put it right against the mic so people can hear this tone that we've been talking about now. Okay, get ready. Here it comes. And exhale. What do you think? Was that the vibration?
Yeah, you know, accompany you with the sound that I use routinely, which is what I talked about, the AH sound, that will, again, bring you into this love vibration.
Okay, maybe people listening can join in, too.
That would be one.
What would they have to do?
Let's do this as a prayer in collaboration and support for the great Egyptian people, for the freedom. Let's call for, in a prayer and the Ah chant, let us pray for America, for the freedom of we the people.
So what do the people have to do? They go Ah?
Yeah.
Give us a little give us a little demo so they can get ready.
Okay. We'll just go Ah.
Okay. And match the tone of the 528.
Exactly.
All right. We'll give it a try. Everyone take a deep breath. And we'll see if we can collectively pull our energetic resources here. Ready? Comes one more time.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good for me. Let's see what people think. I mean, everyone's out there. We're in real time. These are real minds coming together, matching a singular frequency. I can't help but to think that there's some sort of resonance there, and it could manifest itself in all sorts of ways. I remember being part of the experiment that Art Bell did years ago to bring Danyon Brinkley back from death's door.
Exactly. And rain being made to come forth from people's hearts, heartfelt loving intention and prayer and chanting for that blessing and that miracle. So I pray that America and the American people receive all the blessings of freedom from this prayer that we've done tonight.
Yeah, what a nice thought. I mean, let's face it, you don't get a chance to step out of the normal in a real way. It's one thing to listen to the radio, but not many times you get a chance to harmonize with it. We're going to take some calls, but I just want to ask you real quick, this 528, it is something that people, when they hear, you're saying respond to. When I hear it, I hear a tone. In fact, it sounds like a little bit of a tinnitus I have in my ear. You know, sometimes you get that frequency that comes out of the blue. Is that related to this at all?
Well, let me give you in musicology what is happening energetically or spiritually. There's a phrase called ecstatic listening. And there's within ecstatic listening another term called frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N. And that's what you're talking about, at least associated. There's a kind of like a kundalini rush, a tingly sensation that as you're listening to really beautiful music, sometimes you'll have this experience of energetic movement throughout your body. The chakras are tuning up, and there's even what's called horripilations or goosebumps all over your body. There's a spiritual connection that's taking place And that is typically a sign that you're engaging, again, coherently going into phase locking with divinity or literally love.
I've got 100 questions, but the phones are absolutely blowing up. Let's get some people on here because they just have so many questions for you. First time caller line, welcome to Coast AM.
Oh, how you doing, Rob? I had a question for Leonard Horowitz. Just going to take my answer off the air afterwards. Would you consider the sound of lovemaking to have any healing power whatsoever?
The sound of lovemaking? I would think so, yes, indeed. In fact, again, that's this deep, magnificent connection that two human beings, ideally, and I'm not talking about sex, I'm not talking about lust, I'm talking about, like you're saying, love making in the deepest sense. When two human beings are in communion, their hearts are in resonance, their lips are coming, the articulation is coming from a depth of love. That is exactly why we've been blessed with having the lovemaking technology. The Creator's blessed us with that, and that's, again, one of the signs that we not only have a God, but it's a God who loves us and wants to give us joy and wants to have us be fruitful and productive in terms of recreating ourselves and living virtually in love, happily ever after. That's what this 528 love revolution is about. It's about exactly what the book of Revelation talks about in the end, is that we get 1,000 years of world peace, love, joy, harmony, not only interpersonally with each other as brothers and sisters from the divine family, but with the Creator.
West of the Rockies, you're on with Dr. Horowitz.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the
air. I'm a musician, and I hope I'm missing something because music notes are all relative to each other, so they're just names that we call the notes. For example, a C in 440 is a C sharp in 415 hertz, and it's a B in 465. So as far as I can tell, your guest is just asking that I call B flat G.
Okay. It's a hard one to wrap your mind around, but if you tune to A440, then your C is not in 528, but if you tune to A444, the scale of 444 contains the pitch of C in 528. It's actually on the piano. When you're tuned to A444, your C5 on the piano is 528. Half of that, an octave below, or the middle C, becomes half of 528. It's 264.
Okay, wait. So tune the A to 444, and the C will be 528?
That's the best we can accomplish with the chromatic scale that we are using today.
It's got to be a miracle of some kind, because I can't see human ears being able to tell the difference of so few, you know what I mean?
Well, actually, you'll be able to feel it as a sensitive musician. You know, Llewellyn Lloyd, who's 1948 top expert in the field, told basically the Rockefellers to take their 440 hertz and stick it. He said the concert musicians in the orchestras, when they tune to A440 standard tuning, at the end of the concert, everybody's tuned high, because intuitively, like we've been talking about tonight, there's a drive and inner longing to commune with the divine frequencies of the universe. And so A444 is where you want to go. If you have a Korg chromatic tuner.
I have one right now. That's the thing you played sounded, it read as a C in 440. That's why, you know what I mean?
It's actually C sharp. Take it careful. It
might be a little too blunt of an instrument to register the specific pitch.
Yeah, but take the 444 and then tune to 444 like normal with your Korg tuner, your guitar. If you go to 444, then your C will be in 528. And then what your guitar, you'll notice, almost plays itself. you'll walk away sometimes from the guitar and the strings will start to resonate because the entire universe is resonating in love in 528 fundamentally. And so there's a coherence. There's a phase locking. Vocalists call it a registered voice. When their voices, and all the greatest vocalists, sing to God, they sing from their hearts, and their bodies become a vessel for that Holy Spirit flow of this divine sound. That's a resonance of love, and the best tuning that we could accomplish that today is when you tune up to 444.
Great question. East of the Rockies, Nazul, welcome to Coast to Coast AM.
Hey, what's up, man? I heard you earlier. You said that you know the true name of God. So apparently you found the Grand Grimoire, right?
I'm sorry, the Grand what?
The Grand Grimoire.
I'm completely ignorant, I confess. Educate me.
It is the book that holds the true name of God invoked during creation. And to say it backwards would undo creation. If you know the true name of God, I want to know where the Grand Grimoire is.
Nazul, could you please turn your radio down and we'll answer that for you.
Well, again, I confess ignorance in that, but I can tell you that based on, again, simple common sense, when you realize from the book of Numbers, the code for the musical scale from the third note is miracles, like do, re, mi, ut, re, mi, that's 528. And then when you play 528 and you then measure the sun, it's harmonizing and primarily based on the pure tone of 528, and you look at the chlorophyll and you realize that that's structured based on the sacred geometry of 528. And then you begin to realize that, like I mentioned, when you A-E-I-O-U, you sing the vowels, which are virtually consistent throughout all the languages. Music, by the way, is the universal language. And when you sing the A-E-I-O-U, you have this A-O-A-O-A, and then you begin to realize that that appears to be, from the best of our knowledge, the sound of the God's name, the holy name, and
it might be that it's impronounceable.
That, well, that's what everybody is saying, and so the best that I can come up with is the ha, the yah, the ha.
There's a breath there.
Breath,
it's part
breath,
part
life.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, let's go to Wild Card Line. Cornelius, welcome to Coast AM.
Thank you, Mr. Simone and Dr. Horwitz. God bless both of y'all and all the Coast to Coast listeners and Gina, your call screener.
Thanks.
I wanted to know if there is some type of angelic protection against this coming New World Order, and also a trumpet. Do you have, like, sounds for a trumpet, and can you give your 800 number real slow one more time, because I would love to order something from y'all. So God bless y'all, and y'all have a nice night.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think the best place to get the information, first of all, is the website healthyworldstore.com.
Okay, if you get, and give the number real quick one time, too.
Yeah, it's 888-508-4787.
So he was asking about some sort of protection, Len.
Yeah, I think that we are those with ears to hear this message tonight and who have already been receiving this blessing of, you know, divine synchronicities and a spirit-filled presence in their lives and a direction in their lives. And miracles, little miracles and big miracles are happening for a lot of people. Prayers are manifesting more rapidly for people. It's a sign of the times. The evolution of we the people into peace on earth, the 1,000 years of world peace or the messianic reign, that this is...
It begins one step at a time. We're just coming up against a break. Stay tuned. More with Dr. Horwitz when we come back. You're listening to Coast AM.